Detective Inspector John Rebus of Edinburgh CID has retired after 17 novels and a slew of short stories. His creator, Ian Rankin, has written some new books with new protagonists, one set in the world of very expensive art, as well as a paranormal investigator who appears in an intense and beautifully drawn graphic novel. But his newest character is a cop who works in what we in this country call internal affairs, cops who chase cops. And that book, The Complaints, feels like part one of a new series. Ian Rankin joins us from NPR New York. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Now, your new book is called The Complaints. The hero is Malcolm Fox. Obviously, everybody compares Fox to your very popular character, Rebus. You want to do the compare and contrast for us?
Yeah, I mean, I can see why people would think that. They're both cops and they both work in Edinburgh. But the interesting thing to me about the complaints department, the internal affairs, is that you couldn't be a cop like Rebus and work there. You can't be a loner, you can't be a sort of vigilante, you can't break the rules. You've got to work well in a team, you've got to be whiter than white. So I didn't think there'd be too many comparisons. It was nice for me right from the start that I knew that it would have to be a different kind of person to Rebus to work and to do the job that he does, where he's hated by everybody, whether it's people on the police force or whether it's villains, and where he operates almost as a spy, you know, setting up surveillance operations that bent cops don't know are going on.
Could you just read a little paragraph which talks a bit about the complaints?
Yeah. A lot of cops ask the complaints the same question. How can you do it? How can you spit on your own kind? These were officers you'd worked with or might work with in future. These were, it was often said, the good guys. But that was the problem, right there. What did it mean to be good? Fox had puzzled over that one himself, staring into the mirror behind the bar as he nursed another soft drink.
There's a difference between John Rebus and Malcolm Fox.
Yeah, Fox doesn't drink.
Now, the Fox character in your newest novel, he is a fairly straight-ahead guy. I mean, he doesn't have as many peculiar angles as Rebus did. Is that going to work for you, do you think? Is it going to work for your readers?
I think it does. People seem to like him. They find him very amenable as a character. He's someone they can empathize and sympathize with. What I wanted to do is to take a guy who is basically a professional voyeur. He's not an active participant a lot of the time. He's watching people. He's building up a case against them. And then the information gets passed on elsewhere. Someone who's quite passive in life and passive in the job that they do, and then suddenly make him a protagonist, make him have to become proactive because he falls under suspicion and he has to find out why. So there was that kind of flip. He's a kind of gentle man. He's a bear of a man who actually has to turn into something more like a fox.
Now, of course, I'm sure all your fans are interested in why you retired, Rebus. I mean, were you just sick of one another?
Not at all. I mean, this is quite frustrating. It was reality intruding brutally. I had decided early on in the series that they would exist in real time so that we could chart the changes in society, the changes in the city of Edinburgh, and the changes in Rebus as a human being. And then I got a text one day on my phone from a cop that I knew, and he said, "How old is Rebus?" And I worked it out. I thought, well, he was 40 in book one, and book one was published in 1987. I said, "He's about 55, 56. He said, "You know he's got to retire at 60. I said, "No, I didn't know that." He said, 55 is a retirement age in the police if you're a uniformed officer, and if you're a detective, it's 60. So I calculated I had about 3 books left, and he retired. But I wasn't fed up of him, and I don't think he was fed up of me. And they have changed the rules since then, so there's a possibility that Rebus can come back in the future.
Wow. Got any feelings about that so far?
I mean, I would like to bring Rebus back at some point. I know exactly what he's doing. He's working in the Cold Case Review Unit, which exists in Edinburgh. It's staffed by 3 retired police detectives and 1 serving police detective, and they just look at old unsolved cases. Well, there's all kinds of possibilities there. There's the possibility that the complaints, the internal affairs, Malcolm Fox could end up investigating Rebus. or that they could collide in some way, or else I could write another Rebus novel. So there's lots of possibilities, and it will kind of depend on what stories jump out at me.
Now, one of the characters which obviously survives from one set of books to the next is Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I mean, Edinburgh's the main character.
In this book, the city and Scotland, too, are staring into the abyss. They've got bank failure, deep recession, jobs going away. Extraordinary. Yeah.
Edinburgh is a very small city. I mean, it's 500,000 people, 500,000 inhabitants. And yet we had this extraordinary financial sector stretching back down the centuries. We had two major banks. They had become vast entities. And something like 15 or 20% of all the jobs in Edinburgh depend on the financial sector. So when the Royal Bank of Scotland looked to be 12 hours away from filing for bankruptcy, that was a cataclysmic thing for the city of Edinburgh. And I wanted to explore what that kind of economy does to a city when it seems to implode. And I just thought, I want to write about this. How do I do it? And, you know, it seemed to me that a crime novel was a good way of doing it, a good starting point.
You do a very interesting job on how the terrible economy messes with big-time crime. It appears to be just as hard on the, you would say, the hard boys as on the rest of the population.
Sure. Well, you know, if you're a gangster, you've got to put your money somewhere, and you look at where the big money's being made, and you put your money there, and then if everything collapses, you want to get your money back. And unlike an awful lot of depositors, you have the means to try and force people to give you that money back.
I wonder what the next book is going to be about.
I've just finished the first draft, but the new book is mostly set outside Edinburgh. This is another nice thing about the Internal Affairs Department. Someone like Rebus, a homicide detective, doesn't tend to travel too far outside his own area. But Complaints Department, Internal Affairs, often get asked by neighbouring police forces if they'll come and actually look into some aspect of that police force. So I've taken Fox and his colleagues north from Edinburgh to Fife, which is only 20 or 30 miles north, but it's where I grew up. So having managed to annoy lots of people in Edinburgh about the way I write about the place and saying it's crime-ridden, I'm now going to annoy lots of people back in my hometown.
Ian Rankin, his new book, The Complaints, Looking at Crime from a New Vantage Point, is already in stores. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.